rocking you till next Sunday. This is the Manic Monday Show with KC on Radio Sega.
This week's inspiring lyrics. You live in Wonderland, king on your throne. Don't think you understand that you're alone.
Play on, play on for the weekend. There's no chicken, these manic Mondays. Memories are freaking. Send that shit to next Sunday. Play on for the weekend. There's no chicken, these manic Mondays. Memories are freaking. And go on into next Sunday.
Bragging on things that ain't never happening, I'm all for living in a dream world, brethren. But the way your actors got me questioning, I mean for real, what's the deal on the surface? It's like you always tackle me on purpose. It takes two to tango, but I ain't dancing. You're telling mad jokes, but I ain't laughing. Calling this friendship strained is an understatement. The words fail when explained. It's like I say push, you say pull, always taking me for a fool. Seriously, we can't even speak without you reaching for a subject that's beyond our reach. Please, I heard that tell 10 times, now it's time to tell mine, yo, pandemonium, I call it pandemonium. And it's hurtful, but then it's all about you in the end. I never thought I would meet a dreamer who let go of reality, but it seems that I have. And you ain't got a single toe in the ground. You're too loud for me and that's watering it down. Oh, seriously, just hush the noise. You love the sound of your own voice, man.
Radio Sega. This is the start of your Radio Sega Live Week. The Manic Monday Show with Casey.
Show on Radio Sega. I'm Casey, and I'm live as per usual to bring some joy to your Monday. Yes, it's time to switch to the Manic. No, that was a bad joke. I'm sorry. Bringing some joy con to your no. Never mind that. Yes, I'm Casey. I'm your host for the next couple of hours. We started off the show the best possible way with Akumajo Belmont featuring Digi Valentine and Pandemonium, mixing together the title Tempest and Starlight Zone. This was from the Sonic Zone Remix Competition 2012. And I have a sound effect for Rick, who apparently doesn't like the Zone Runners and apparently doesn't like Digi Valentine, so here's something for you. Yes. Anyway, I'm kidding. You suck. No. Yeah. You know, it's not for everyone, rapping and stuff. But then we had Full Metal Fighter from Musha, or M-U-S-H-A, or Musha Alesti Full Metal Fighter Eleanor, as it's known in Japan, I think. And this was requested by someone, I think Veritex, not sure, but I think Veritex. He requested this as a third-party track. But this has been on the Radio Sega rotation for a while now, so this is not exactly a third-party track. This was published by Sega in, I think, Japan, because I'm not sure if this game got out of Japan, actually. Not sure, but it's not third-party, so I decided to play this anyway on the show, because I like to see people happy, and I hope you are happy, Veritex. Also, the last track was Aquarium Park Act 3 from Sonic Colors Wii version. Yep. Anyway, welcome to the show. Join us on Discord, radiose.ga/Discord. It's where the magic happens. It's where people, you know, spread the controversy. And it's where people, you know, discuss and debate the serious matters of the world, just like, you know, Blue Swirl versus Red Swirl, or do you like Digi Valentine or not, or gray Joy-Cons or red and blue Joy-Cons, you know, not Joy-Cons, Joy-Con, apparently, it's just, you know, the plural is Joy-Con, so that's an interesting question. Let us know, blue and red or gray Joy-Con, yeah. Discuss, and help me make a decision. As you probably have noticed, I'm really excited about the Switch, about the Nintendo Switch, which has been announced. Yes, PTKKS, plural is Joy-Con. I'm excited about the Nintendo Switch, because I love the concept. I'm afraid it's going to be a commercial failure, just like the Wii U, but I haven't been excited for a console like this in a while, so I think, you know, the concept of having a portable home device that you can take anywhere and keep playing, it sells the system for me. So and it's got some interesting games coming up, especially and all of you Sega fans, cover your ears right now. Especially The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. I'm excited for that, so I'm gonna get it at launch for sure. But it's got Sonic Mania, Puyo Puyo Tetris, Sonic Resistance, or Project Sonic 2017, whatever you like to call it. You know, it's gonna have some Sega games, because it's gonna be an amazing system. Although a commercial failure, but it's gonna be awesome. True says, Puyo Puyo on the pooper. Green Viper 8 says, already got Puyo Puyo on the toilet. It's called Puyo Puyo Tetris on the 3DS. Not exactly. Or Skyrim, yes, for True. I know she's a big Skyrim fan. I was really excited to see the announcements of Super Mario World Adventure, or as it's going to be called in the West, Super Mario Unleashed, with Mario Werehog as well, or Mario Hog as well. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. Anyway, I've been talking for a while. Don't forget to tweet at Radio Sega if you're on Twitter and don't want to join us on Discord. I'm not sure why you wouldn't join us, but if you're afraid of Discord or something, send us a tweet at Radio Sega. Use the hashtag RSManicMonday. And feel free to join us on Discord as well, because it's where we play games. Games, you ask? Indeed!
Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name.
Ooh! Time for Say My Name, because I've been talking for a while and so we need to get things moving. And for those of you that aren't familiar with the concept of Say My Name, it's a game we play every week on the Manic Monday show. Each week I pick a random character. This week it's a character. It can be something else. It can be a real life person or an object. It has to be related to Sega, though. This week it's another character, Sega character, and I'm gonna give you four clues throughout the show to the identity of this character. You just need to guess who it is and send me a private message on Discord with your guess. Depending on how fast you are, you get more points. So if you guess correctly after the first clue is shared, you get 20 points. You get 15 points after the second clue, 10 points after the third, and 5 points actually after the fourth clue. So 20, 15, 10, 5. You only get one guess per clue though. So please, please pick wisely, choose wisely, Google hard, use your Sega education, and hopefully you'll get some points this week. I think this week's character is not as hard as last week's, but we'll see, we'll see. So I think it's time for clue number one. And clue number one is a male character. Is a male character. True says, and the bonus pathetic point. No, there's no pathetic point. No, no, I'm not going to do that. I was just joking last week. So 20, 15, 10, 5. This week it's a male character. Woohoo! True says, screw you, Casey. Yes, so it's a Sega character that is a male. Yay! So if you think you know the answer, somehow... If you think you know the answer, send me a private message on Discord. And while you do that, I'm gonna play some music. Don't forget, if you want to, I think I already have a candidate to play the jukebox this week. However, I don't see him around. I think it's a little red 615 media. But if he isn't around, please let me know if you're interested in playing the Manic Jukebox, and we'll see what can be done. In the meantime, let's play music. Let's play some Offspring, shall we? Yes, from Crazy Taxi 2. This is Come Out Swinging. This is the Manic Monday Show.
Radio Sega.
Supporter of Portuguese internet radio hosts? Good, because a decorated member of the Radio Sega Portuguese Host Corps needs your help.
And his name is KC. He's going to pick up the mic and put boots to asses every Monday, the Manic Monday Show. Only on Radio Sega.
Tune, Wilderness by the SST Band. This is from the Golden Axe series, and it's a great tune, a great version of Wilderness. This is the Manic Monday Show on Radio Sega. We play the best Sega music 24/7, and we've got the craziest shows, obviously. Before that, we played Below the Deepest Blue by Ivan Hakstok. Sorry. Got something in my throat. No, it's even Hackstock. I'm sorry, dude. You're great. You're a great guy, and I'm just butchering your name. Part of the Soundwaves, a tribute to Echo the Dolphin album, and you should download this. Rex says, "Haha, exaggerated consonants." Even Hackstock. Gross, disgusting. The first track was, by the way, yeah, as I was saying, go grab Soundwaves. You know, it's a great, an amazing album, filled with Echo the Dolphin remixes, and so you should actually get it, download it, and it's you just listen to it. It's amazing. It's got a remix of Hanging Waters as well, which is one of my favorite Echo tracks. The first track there was Come Out Swinging by The Offspring from Crazy Taxi 2. Mr. Sonic Dude apparently said that I'm the boobs, and he's asking if I know Jet Set Radio. I can't say that I do, unfortunately, but yeah, it sounds like something interesting. Sounds like something interesting. Yes, I'm not sure if he's referring to the Dreamcast game, or actually there's a radio right now on the interwebs called, I think, Jet Set Radio Live, so it's interesting as well. And they sell some awesome graffiti soul pins from both the Jet Set Radio game and the Jet Set Radio Future game, so you have both versions of the Graffiti Soul icon, and the pins are amazing. I have bought one of each, and they are right here in front of me, below one of my three monitors. Yes, my new setup with three monitors. It's lovely. Anyway, it's got nothing to do with the show, so let's just move on. However, I would like to mention something. We were talking about Nintendo Switch before, and how I'm excited about the Nintendo Switch. I'm actually curious if people actually, if you're planning on getting the Switch at launch, or if you're not getting it at launch but getting it eventually, and if you're getting it soon, what are the games you're getting for the system? Because, you know, I'm actually planning on getting The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, but I'm not sure. I think I'm going to get one more game, but I'm not sure which exactly. So I would like to know your opinions on that. Not many launch titles, actually, which is unfortunate, but let me know. Let me know if you're planning on getting just one game, more than one, or just holding out for one of the titles that will be released a little later on in the next few months. That being said, I think it's time to move on, and it's time to just switch sorry to a different segment. I'm so bad.
Third party tracks of the week.
And I can snap my fingers. I've got my hands are a bit, sweaty. So I can. Yes, that's better. Let's switch to. Never mind that. Let's switch to the third party tracks of the week segment with. with some awesome tracks, including one request. I went through the list of third-party suggestions earlier today, and many of you are requesting Sega tracks, which you think are third-party tracks, but are not, and are in the playlist already. So please first check the list of tracks on the playlist, and if they're not there, go do some research about the game, see if the game wasn't published, or actually developed is easy, but if it wasn't published in any of the territories by Sega, and if they're not, okay, you can request tracks from that game. If they were published by Sega in any of the territories, if in Japan or USA or Europe, they're not third-party tracks, so they're actually eligible to be added to the Radio Sega rotation. Just, you know, check that first. Yeah, so I guess everyone's just saying...
I see.
Yeah, I see. True asks, how do we request third-party tracks? Oh, what a nice question there. RadioSE.ga/third-party. RadioSE.ga/third-party. And you can suggest as many tracks as you want, as many times as you want. Just send me interesting tracks. If you're requesting remixes, please be sure to add the link to the remix as well, okay? Okay, there's a story going on in the Discord chat, so I'm not going to spoil it for you. If you want to check it out, radiose.ga/Discord, and I'm going to move on and play music. Let's start with a request by Rexy. It's an Earthworm Jim 2 remix. It's called Glowworm Jim, a remix by Maze Dude. This is the Manic Monday Show. Thank you.
Sega.
Monday Show with Casey.
This is the opening theme from Double Dragon. Yes, there was the Mega Drive version of Double Dragon. There was more than just one version of Double Dragon. There were several Double Dragon games on the Mega Drive, and so we'll probably cover them in the next few weeks of the Manic Monday Show. People were still asking how they can suggest tracks for the third party segment. radiose.ga/third party. Don't forget to check first if the game you're asking for was released on a Sega console. So no games from other consoles, obviously. This is Radio Sega. It's still Radio Sega. And afterwards, check to see if the game wasn't developed or published by Sega in any territory. If that's not the case, then you should be fine. And you can also request remixes. But please send me a link to the remix, because it's a little bit harder to find than the actual soundtracks to the game. So send me a link and tell me where I can find that remix, and I will try to play them during the next few weeks of the Manic Monday Show. What have we played there? We started off that break with Glowworm Gym, an Earthworm Jim 2 remix, or OC remix, by Maze Dude, suggested by Rexy. Then we had Fly to the Leaden Sky, Stage 1 Valley, from Battle Garega, from the Saturn version, Tune, like that very much. And actually, the whole soundtrack is really nice, so I'll probably play some more tracks from that eventually. And then we had the opening theme from Double Dragon, the Mega Drive version, I believe called Double Dragon as well. Yes. Yeah, and Doom Girl is crying because no one likes her. Aww. Lucas asks, double third today? Yes, it's going to be a double. We'll also always have two blocks of music for the third party tracks segment in at least for now, until we probably bring back the Segathon, but that's later on during this season. So in a few months we'll probably bring back the Segathon, but you know, until then we'll have two blocks of third party music all the time. So there's that. There's also an important question, you know.
Do you know any sailors?
Yeah. Or?
Do you know any place where sailors hang out?
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys sailors?
You know. Do you know any sailors or any place with sailors? Well, in that case, are you guys sailors? Just, you know, gotta get that out of the way, you know, just in case. I'm sorry.
100 yen each.
Indeed. Anyway, time to move on. And it's time for the second clue of this little game right here.
Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name.
Oh yeah. Say my name. Time for clue number two. No one got it yet. I have to say, one of you was really, really, really close. Somehow. Really, really close. But no cigar, as they say, because I don't like smoking. So how many people got to say my name correctly? Yeah, I just told you. Jamie asks, do past contestants get another show or shot, perhaps shot, when the Segathon, not the Segathon, the Segathlon returns? Yes. Even Rex, if she wants to get it, give it another try, she can as well. So, same as say my name. You guys just choose not to take part when you win, but there's no rule saying that you can't. So yeah, feel free to, you know, get Sega educated so you can take part in the Segathon. I'm such a chatty person tonight. It's time to move on. It's time to tell you what clue number two is. And it's a tragic one. So first clue was male character. Clue number two is really tragic. So this character is an orphan, and his mother wait, let me just create the correct atmosphere. So the character is an orphan, and his mother was murdered. Again, is an orphan, and his mother was murdered. Yeah, it's just a video game, but it's tragic nonetheless. Private messages on Discord. Join us on Discord, radiose.ga/Discord. Send me your guess. You're now playing for 15 points, and I'm going to play more third-party tracks. This next block is entirely dedicated to the Valleys series. So we're going to have a track from Valleys 1, 2, and 3, starting off with Valleys 1, aka the Phantasm Soldier. And the track is called exactly that. Enjoy!
Radio Sega.
To the Manic Monday Show with KC.
So I need you guys help with something. And I think I need a sound effect, proper sound effect for this. Which is, where is it? This one.
I have a question.
So I have a question for you guys. For all you Shenmue players out there, you Shenmue fans, was the cat in the first Shenmue game a female cat or a male cat? Nope. Let me know on Discord or Twitter. Because apparently II doesn't you know, trust me with that. So tag II1980, go at II1980 and tell him what's the gender of the cat that you find in Shenmue. Oh my god, there's wiki links right there being shared on Discord and everything. I love you guys. I says it was female. Shut up, KC. Lol. No, don't tag me. Tag II1980. You know, just to annoy him. Anyway, welcome back to the Manic Monday Show. We just played some third-party tracks there. We started off with Valis, Valis, the Phantasm Soldier, and we played the Phantasm Soldier, which is, you know, some main track, main title track. I don't know. I've played Valis, but I don't recall the soundtrack. We then had Seed of Valis, which is the Mega Drive remake of Valis 2, and we played Stage 1, and afterwards we played Valis 3, the title track, which is actually quite long for a title track, 4 minutes long, so, you know, yeah. I like how people are still tagging II with female. I think it was female. Yes, it was a female cat. Yes, she lost her mother as well, so that's why II was sending me that as say my name answer. You know, because she's an orphan as well. And so is the other guy. Yeah. The guy that's actually the character that I'm looking for today in Say My Name. Anyway, keep those answers going or coming. there's a theme here. You know, people either send me the correct answer or the same incorrect one. You know? People are sending me the same guesses. Either it's the correct one or the wrong one. People are sending me the same. There's a pattern here, you know. You all think the same, or you all Google the same things, and you all get the same Google results, the same search results. I don't know. Whatever is the case. Yeah, so I hope you enjoyed third-party tracks of the week this time. Don't forget to suggest some by going to radiose.ga/third-party. You can suggest lots of tracks if you want. You know, there's no limit for how many tracks you can suggest, and I'll try to play them throughout this season of the Manic Monday Show. That being said, it's time to move on, and it's time for this
Landy.
No, not that, sorry. No, not Landy. It's time for this.
The Manic Jukebox.
It's time for the Manic Jukebox. This week played by Brendotron. So Brendotron picked three tracks from the list that you can find at radiose.ga/Manic Jukebox. It's a list with 40 tracks, 40 different tracks, and he picked numbers 13, 15, and 17, and we're gonna play them in order because why the hell not? We'll start with, I have to say, he picked some awesome tracks, I have just deleted the number 15, but I think number 15 was one of the original ones. Not sure, actually. But anyway, number 13 was, I think. Was it? I think so. So yeah, don't forget to request the ones that are in the list for longer. You know, we still have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7. Whoa, 9, 10. Whoa, we have lots of tracks that are here from the first episode. You know, just pick those first, and then you can go with the most recent ones. Anyway, enough of that. Let's play Bruno Tron's requests. He picked number 13. I'm gonna press number 13 on the jukebox. And it's a Shenmue track. This is 3-6. It's the Harbor.
The best Sega music 24/7. To come.
Check this out.
The People's Choice segment. To vote for the three tracks you'd like to hear on the show, go to radiose.ga/Manic Monday Choice.
Do it!
Before all the perverts do some jokes, this is Dynamite Heady, the 16-bit version, and the track is called Flying Game. This was one of Brindutron's picks from the Manic Jukebox. The Manic Jukebox. It's a box with jukes. Nope. Before that, we played... So this was number 17, I believe. Before that, we played number 15... Queen Bella's Ball from Knight's Journey of Dreams. You know, Knight's Journey of Dreams, the one with the superior soundtrack. Yeah. Not exactly the better game, but the one with the better soundtrack. Yeah. And the first track was 3-6 from Shenmue, number 13. So if you'd like to play the Manic Jukebox next week, let me know. Shout out to RiddleRed615, who actually said last week that he wanted to play it tonight, but he isn't around. So yeah, if you tell me that you want to play the Manic Jukebox, please be here. Or just send me your requests, you know, like one day before or something. Yeah. So yeah. That's something that happened, that just happened. And don't forget to vote, by the way. I haven't mentioned this, I think, throughout the show. There's the usual People's Choice poll for you to take part in. This week, dedicated to a Dragon Appreciation Day. Or is it? Yeah, it's Appreciation of the Dragon. No? I can't really... Appreciate a Dragon Day. Yeah, yeah, that's how it's called. Appreciate a Dragon Day. So, this week I picked 6 tracks related to dragons in some way. So we have Battlefield Pierce the Dark Clouds from 7th Dragon 2020. We have Tokyo, the Trials Grow Complex, Teddy Lloyd remix from 7th Dragon 3, code VFD. We have Sky Dragon Castle from Kid Chameleon. We have Atom Dragon from Panzer Dragoon Saga. We have Like the Dragon Girl Pop Mix from Persona 4 Arena Ultimax. And we have Dragon Dance from Sonic Lost World. Okay, so these are the 6 tracks you can pick from. Pick 3, vote for them, and maybe your picks will be played during the show. Lucas says you could make a live Manic Monday show one day. It is live. What do you mean, like in public or something? In somewhere? Yeah, I'd be up for that. You know, who knows? I'm planning on going to the UK soon. So, who knows what will happen? I've received an invitation to do something in the UK, and it's something interesting that I'm excited to be able to do, but I need to, you know, just pick a date and book some vacation time so I can actually go there, and maybe, who knows, I can try and do something with someone. I don't know, maybe have someone co-host. Not sure how that would work, but who knows. Lucas, I think meant live stream, like with video or something. I don't think you want that. I don't think you honestly don't want that. My voice is cringy as it is, so I don't think you want to see my face during the show. Yeah, it would give you nightmares. Yeah. Grindotron, where are you visiting? I can't say at the moment. I've been sworn to secrecy, but you know, the London area, so that's what's gonna happen, hopefully. Anyway, that doesn't matter, because what matters is this.
Say my name.
Brindle Drone says intriguing. So yeah. Oh, I forgot. One of the tracks in that poll is from Panzer Dragoon Saga. Yeah. For those that didn't get that, go download last week's podcast. Anyway, time for Seminane, time for the third clue. Let me just check something. I got a new message. Okay. So yeah, let me just... yeah. Jamie asks for a link to the poll. You don't know the link to the poll yet. It's been one full season with the same link and like half a season already. This is episode number 20 of the second season, and we had like 40 episodes last season. It's always every time it's the same link. It's radiose.ga/Manic Monday Choice. radiose.ga/Manic Monday Choice. It's always the same link. So, clue number 3, right? Yeah, clue number 3. Let's see. So, uses a long sword as a weapon. Uses a long sword as a weapon. Right? It's easy now, isn't it? Send me your guess via private message on Discord while I play some music. You know what we need right now? Because this is really an unfair world. We need some justice. And to bring us some justice, we have Kiryu Kazuma with a Yakuza 0 track called Judgment Referee. This is the full spec edition. I hope you enjoy the justice. Oh,
The best Sega music 24/7.
Mondays suck. That's why we will build a wall between you and the Monday blues. We know music. We have the best music. And we'll play it for you every week on Radio Sega. It's gonna be huge. The Manic Monday Show. Time to make Mondays great again.
¡Suscríbete al canal!
What a good message right there. Just be friends, you know, don't fight, just be friends, just in time for January 20th. Oh my god, be afraid. Yeah. Nice follow-up there to the ident we just played. Probably the last time I'm gonna play that ident on the show. Don't wanna upset our future emperor by playing that ident. Anyway, welcome back to the Manic Monday Show. The last Manic Monday Show before January 20th. Yeah, so we just played some awesome tracks there. We started off that block with Judgment, Referee, the full spec edition from Yakuza 0, Justice. You know, trust Kiryu to bring us some Justice. I need to actually use that as a voice clip on the show. And if you're curious about Yakuza 0, it's a game that is set in
Japan!
So next week, on the 24th, Yakuza 0 will be available to purchase in the West. So get on it, people, get on it. Yakuza 0 finally coming to PS4 in the West, January 24th. If you're curious about the soundtrack, there was a show we did. I actually hosted it a couple of years ago. Radio Sega presents Yakuza 0. You have to, you know, just download the podcast. It's under the one-off specials category on Radio Sega. There's also an iTunes feed for the one-off specials, Radio Sega specials, I think. Just search for it. And it's amazing. It's an amazing show because it's just music and it's awesome. It's got a great soundtrack. I'm really excited to be playing the game finally and to, you know, just find where the music plays, you know, where those tracks play in the game, and just, you know, just associate tracks with moments in the game as we do. It's going to be awesome. So there's a track there that we played, Judgment Referee from Yakuza 0. Then we had Kingdom of Ishitaka from Skies of Arcadia, a true Radio Sega classic, and a favorite of Drew's, and a favorite of mine as well. And we closed off the block with Just Be Friends, Dixie Flatline featuring Megarine Luca. One of the tracks, this was originally available on or in Hatsune Miku Project Eve 2nd, but I believe this is one of the tracks you can play in Project Eve Arcade, Project Eve Future Tone. Actually, we have the entire soundtrack to Project Eve Future Tone on Radio Sega already, because it's all tracks that were previously available in other games, so just look for them. I've been doing some work on the Project Eva tracks that we have on Radio Sega, and they all now have the correct localized track titles. But Sega did something interesting this time around. So they picked some tracks that were available in Project Eva F and F second, and they already localized the titles. However, they localized them again and went with different titles for some reason. In some cases, they replaced the English titles with Japanese titles, which is interesting. And so, when that's the case, the track on Radio Sega will have the two titles. You know, we'll have original English title / new English title. Okay, so you can search for them with wherever title you're familiar with, and you'll find them on Radio Sega. It took some time, but I was able to do it, and you can now enjoy them on Radio Sega. Well, I was just giving you a little more time to vote for the People's Choice segment, and so I think, you know, we've had enough time already. Let me just check if we have a top three. Indeed we do, and so I'm gonna close the poll. Where is it? I always forget. Every week I always forget how to close the poll. Yeah. There we go. Nice. So, it's time for this.
People's Choice!
People's Choice! So we had dragon-related tracks this week. It's Appreciated Dragon Day. We had 7th Dragon 2020, 7th Dragon 3 Code VFT, Kid Chameleon, Panzer Dragoon Saga, or Saga, Persona 4 Arena, and Sonic Lost World. I wonder which tracks made it to the top 3. Well, I'm gonna play the 3 tracks in, you know, completely random order there, so let's see what happens. The people have spoken. The people have voted. And you guys decided that you wanted to listen to Sky Dragon Castle from Kid Chameleon.
To listen to this show again, download the podcast that will be available shortly on RadioSega.net and the iTunes Store, or stream it on Stitcher. We'll be right back. The Manic Monday Show with KC. Only on Radio Sega.
Can't go wrong with some Dragon Dance to close off that batch of music. One of the tracks you voted for the most on People's Choice. What a great track. What a great game, actually. You know, it's underrated, as some Sonic games are. So, Sonic Lost World, Dragon Dance there. What a great track and a great level for the game as well. You guys voted for some other tracks as well. You guys voted for Panzer Dragoon Saga, Atom Dragon, and Sky Dragon Castle from Kid Chameleon. So those were the top three most voted tracks of this week. Whoa, my throat. And I just lost my train of thought there. Sonic 2017, great name there, so original, props to you. Asks, any game recommendations for Xbox 360? Maybe games made by Sega. Games made by Sega, Binary Domain. Just play Binary Domain, it's a great game. Trini said Bayonetta. Doom Girl said Vanquish, Jamie said Anarchy Reigns, Sonic Unleashed, Sonic Generations, Phantasy Star Universe, Viper said Child of Eden or Res HD, yeah. Doom Girl said Fighting Vipers, good one that. And you have Sonic Adventure. Is Sonic Adventure on Xbox Live? I think so. Sonic Adventure 2. Yeah, for those that like that. Seneca 6 says Rexy. Well done, well done there. Yeah, but Binary Domain is a must. It's a great game. I was really surprised about it. I blame the Sega nerds for actually getting that game. They were always talking about that in the Nerdcast, and I actually thought, why not? Let me see if I can get it for a cheap price, and I did. So I got it, I played it, I loved it. It's a great, great, great game. Probably my favorite Xbox 360 game there. Yeah. And PS3, probably Valkyrie Chronicles. Yeah. Well then, yeah. So that was the People's Choice segment. I think it's about damn time to give you one last clue.
Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name.
Oh yeah. Say my name. So people have been sending me some guesses. I'm sure there are some people who still need some help with Say My Name. And so for you guys, here's the fourth and final clue. Quick recap. Number one is a male character. Number two is an orphan and his mother was murdered. Number three uses a long sword as a weapon. Number four, in the game Golden Axe Beast Rider, he is known as Tariq. In the game Golden Axe Beast Rider, he is known as Tariq. If you think you got the correct answer, you got the correct name, send me a private message on Discord. This is your final chance, and you're now playing for 5 points. So, you know, get it right. Get it right, people! Or else nothing happens. You just don't get any points this week. Yeah. Sorry for that. Yeah.
Chill Tracks of the Week.
Time for the Chill Tracks of the Week segment. Tariq, T-A-R-I-K. That's the name. So, Chill Tracks of the Week segment. Time to chill, just, you know, just relax. Just listen to my soothing voice. Right? No. There's a track, there's a specific track, Seventh Dragon track actually, that if you know me a little bit, you know it's one of my favorite Sega tracks of all time. And I haven't played it in a while, which is odd, because I usually just play the heck out of it, but I haven't played it in a while, so I thought, why not today? It's a good day because today is Appreciated Dragon Day. It's today, the 16th, and let's just play this track. So, as the first chill track of the week, I present to you all Shibuya Navigating the Jungle from 7th Dragon 2020. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Manic Monday Show with Casey.
John featuring Hatsune Miku. Who's John? I don't know. John's a Vocaloid producer of sorts. So that was one of our chill tracks of the week. It's fun. It's been fun. and I love this track, by the way. I love Meteor. One of the tracks that is part of the Future Tone soundtrack. So, you know, one of the tracks you can listen to if you tune in to our January 30th show, which is going to be entirely dedicated to Hatsune Miku Project Diva Future Tone, a game that is now available for you to download from the PSN service for the PlayStation 4. And you can, if you download is it called Prologue or Prelude? I don't know. It's like the demo. You get it. It's a free one, and you get two tracks apart from the tutorial track, which is Yevon Polka as per usual, and then you get two tracks for free. But if you download, if you want to spend money and you want to download more tracks, you get two packs of of songs you can download, you can buy and download. You have Future Sound and Colorful Tone, if I'm not mistaken. So Future Sound and Colorful Tone, and I think both packs are like, you know, 60 euros in total, or 50 something. So that's like, I don't know, 40 something pounds, 40 pounds, I don't know. Yeah, and so yeah, you can download those and play 70 something tracks, I think, in total, which is amazing. And there's the usual favorites, the tracks that everyone knows and loves, and then some tracks that we've never had over here in the West, because they were exclusive to Project Eva Arcade and Project Eva Arcade Future Tone. So, you know, that's something nice. And some awesome modules as well. There's the Sonic module, there are some other Sega related modules. I'm not going to spoil it for you, but if you're interesting, I'm laughing at Rex's Manic Doodle of the Week. You get some Sega related modules, and you get some awesome Sega tunes as well, like Afterburner, there's a Power Drift one as well. I think Magical Sound Shower is in there as well. Yeah, I believe so. So, yep, awesome stuff. Anyway, we just played the two chill tracks of this week. We had Shibuya Navigating the Jungle from Seventh Dragon 2020, a personal favorite of mine, and then we had Meteor John featuring Hatsune Miku. This track first appeared in Project Eva F Second, by the way. Project Eva F Second. Yep, so it's almost time to go. It's been a pleasure and a real blast. I was really needing this, as per usual. You guys, I love it when you guys keep me company on a Monday night. And it's always fun. But I won't go before I tell you what happened with this week's edition of...
Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name.
So, this week's character was someone, but before I tell you who it was, time to recap the clues. Do a quick recap. So, number one is a male character. Number two is an orphan, and his mother was murdered. By the way, just shout out to Jamie, who pointed out that this character's mother wasn't murdered until he was a grown man. So he technically wasn't an orphan. Well, let me just define orphan to you. So it's a child who has lost both parents through death, or less commonly, one parent. Okay? And so that is the case with this week's character as well. So that's why I said he was an orphan. I could have just said he was, or his mother was murdered, but no, I said he was an orphan and his mother was murdered. So he lost his parent as a child as well. That's why he was an orphan. So just a quick shout out to Jamie for that. Never dismiss any part of my clues, because you know, sometimes there's just more than just one clue in there. Number three was uses a long sword as a weapon. And number four, in the game Golden Axe Beast Rider, he is known as Tariq. So the obvious answer was Axe Battler from the Golden Axe series, and several of you got it correctly, so let me just tell you what happened. So we had Lucas with 5 points, then Bridutron and Jamie with 10 points, and Doomgirl, Rick, Opus Science, Trini and Drew, yep, that's it, all with 15 points. So amazing. This was much better than last week's. And so let's take a look at our leaderboards for this third edition of Say My Name. And so let's see what happened. This week, with 5 points, we have Lucas, PTK Cass, Veritex, Eclipse, and Foster Graph. With 10 points, we have Brindutron, who just started playing. He came back from the dead. 15 points, Doomgirl, Opus Science, and that's it. Okay. With 20 points, true. With 25 points, we have Jamie. So, top 3, by the way. Third place, true, 20 points. Second place, Jamie, 25 points. Joint first place, Rick and Tweenie, both with 30 points. Okay? 30 points. I'm getting some mentions here. Can you say his full name in Beast Rider now? Yes. It's Tariq the X Battler, but it's X with an E, as in actual in an actual X. He was. I think it's Tariq, not Tariq. Maybe I got that wrong, but okay. Yes. So this is how things are at the moment, with 5 more weeks to go, so you get 5 more chances of getting some points, and things are pretty much, you know, undecided right now. We have Tweenie and Rick with 30 points, Jamie with 25, True with 20, and then there's people with 15, with 10, with 5, so, you know, there's still lots of time to catch up and eventually win the 10 somethings cash prize. 10 somethings, it can be 10 pounds, 10 euros, 10 dollars, 10 kangaroos if you live in Australia, or 10 rands if you're in South Africa, whatever. Just try to beat everyone else in Say My Name and you'll win a cash prize. So as I was saying, thank you for playing, thank you for listening to the Manic Monday show this week. It's been fun. We'll be back next week with, you know, a regular show. Don't forget to appreciate a dragon today. It's Appreciate a Dragon Day. Don't forget to also keep listening to Radio Sega. We have the best Sega music and the best shows. RadioSE.ga/shows is where you can find our full lineup of live shows. Next one being the Chart Topping Show tomorrow with RevSig at 8 p.m. GMT. So Tuesday, 8 p.m. GMT, playing the most requested tracks on RadioSega.net this past week. I'll be back next week with the regular show, as I said, but 2 weeks from now we'll have our Hatsune Miku Project Eva Future Tone special, so I'm going to share more details on that show next week. You'll probably be able to request tracks, not sure how all the regular segments will go. We'll see, but I'm gonna let you know next week, and until then, go play some Project Eva Future Tone until we have the special, so you can familiarize yourself with the tracks and know what to request when the time comes. That being said, I think that's it for me. People are saying I wish KC would stay on the air longer. Don't say that, because that wouldn't be great. But I appreciate your support and the fact that you listen to the Manic Monday show. Give the other show hosts a chance as well. They have awesome shows and probably better than mine, so just check that out. Also, you guys didn't tell me what games you're gonna get for the Nintendo Switch, so maybe next week. So in celebration of Hatsune Miku Project Eva Future Tone, I have to end with another Vocaloid track with Best Girl, Megarine Luca, and we all enjoy some Night Fever, don't we? So I've been KC, this has been the Manic Monday show for yet another week, Season 2, Episode 20. And playing right now as closing track, Sam Free featuring Megarine Luca. This one's called Luca Luca Night Fever! Bye-bye! break there, just for a special announcement, special, you know, information there. I forgot to include Veritex's score there. He actually got it cheating, but, you know, still, who doesn't cheat? People Google all the time. So he got 15 points, which means he's joint third place with 20 points. Yeah, just thought I'd, you know, just make that right, because I don't want to be unfair. Otherwise, Kiri will probably go after me with some justice. Yeah, I'm going now.
Enjoyed the show? Check out the full Radio Sega live schedule at radiose.ga/shows. Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.